Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Sends it back outside to Artis. Step back, paddywhack jumper for two is good.
Boy, right, I tell you what, line. Dennis, I haven't seen this guy play, but he's showing me some stuff, especially offensively.
To a guy like me, I thought that I would be drafted, but I wasn't. Coming in here, being humble and staying confident, sticking with the game, staying in the gym, and, once my name was called, I wanted to make the best of my opportunity. And, I still got a lot of work to do, and I want to continue to get better.
Okay, have yourself a night. Jamel Artis, two-way player for the Orlando Magic, a career-high 18 points last night, and his Magic grabbed the victory over the Dallas Mavericks 105-100. Welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Aaron Berlin is our producer, and we're going to talk with Jeff Turner, the color analyst for all games on Fox Sports Florida. We'll break that one down. We'll talk about some of these undrafted guys. We'll get into a little NBA topics as well. We'll do all that with JT, and the Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. Get 50% off your regular menu price order today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. JT, how about that? Your former partner on the radio there gave it a little step back paddywhack for Jamel Artis for Jamel Artis last night.
Well, he knocked down the shot, so the only thing he missed when the shot went in, we should have gotten a give the dog a bone. So
that's right.
Then we would have been good.
That's a good point. That's a good point. JT, great to have you with me. Appreciate you taking a few minutes here. And I tell you what, it's kind of funny. You look at this game last night, and that win is going to upset some Magic fans. Some are going to enjoy it. But, this time of year, I think this is what's cool about the NBA is a story like Jamel Artis. Here's a guy undrafted. He's now 25 years old. He's played 40 games in the G League, gets an opportunity. This guy doesn't want to go back, JT. This guy wants to play in the NBA, and he's trying to raise some eyebrows right now.
It's fun, isn't it, Dante? You get guys that are playing with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, Jamel was talking in the locker room afterwards about, he was undrafted.
Yeah.
And he didn't expect that. And, he's out to prove a point. The key is, playing with that chip, even, if you're a high draft pick or you've had success, what gives you that edge? What keeps you humble and working hard every day? And I think that's important. It's, it's a good lesson for any young player that is watching a kid like Artis or Rodney Purvis or Kim Birch. Kim Birch is a guy, Dante, that's sure. Bounced around. He didn't get drafted. He went overseas for a couple of years. He was in the development leagues just looking for his chance. And he's another guy. When he's on the floor, he takes full advantage of it. And you're right. That's what's fun for us as broadcasters as the year's winding down and you're not really playing for anything. These are not really meaningful games from a playoff standpoint. But I guarantee you, for those guys,
right,
Artis, Purvis, Birch, they're meaningful games.
Well, and you know what, JT? I think about, we had Daryl Armstrong in the building last night. We have Bo Outlaws going to join our broadcast here tomorrow as well on Fox Sports Florida making his debut. We're looking forward to that. But those are a couple of undrafted guys. Those are a couple of guys that had to work very hard to get to the NBA. And just take us back to when you first saw Daryl Armstrong, when he burst into the gym. And I would imagine, much like Jamel, much like Rodney, these are guys that were going to, Daryl was a guy that, by every account, was going to do everything he could to stick in the NBA.
Yeah, and with Daryl, Daryl joined us at a time, when the team was pretty set. I mean, he was in that 94-95
right
span and going forward. So, he's not going to get meaningful minutes. So for Daryl, every day in practice was his game time. And he made life miserable for Penny Hardaway, for Brian Shaw, any of those guards. I mean, we play, a 5-minute scrimmage. Daryl's picking you up full court. He's going all 94 feet, Dante.
That's awesome.
Because, again, it's his opportunity. That's his game time. And so that's, the kind of player. Bo Outlaw, Bo Outlaw, I love Bo Outlaw, but if you put him in a gym by himself just shooting baskets, he's not going to make, you know, he's not going to make 9 out of 10. I mean, it's just not Bo. That's not his thing. But he understood the game of basketball, where he could be effective. And, you know, he was, you know, arguably one of the best power forwards that the Magic have ever had, and carved himself a nice niche by just working hard every day. You know, he never took games off. You know, those are guys that are hungry, that play with that chip on their shoulder, and they're great guys to have on your team.
And you know what, JT, I'm not insinuating guys don't play hard all the time, but guys don't play hard all the time. I'm going to say that. I mean, that's just how it is. But how refreshing is it when you have guys like that, the Daryls and the Bows that come along, and you know, in the Kem Birches of the world, that's going to make the most of his opportunity? And is that contagious to the rest of the club?
Well, I'm not sure that it is now, Dante, but it should be.
It should be. And why is that so hard? That to me is a skill. A guy that goes, why is that so hard? And why doesn't everybody do that? Is that, can I ask that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why, you know, and maybe I'll go off on a little bit of a tangent here, but you know, a lot of people, this whole tanking thing, right?
Right. Like, yes.
And we've had all kinds of discussions, and I get it. I understand why fans want us to lose and things like that. But when you get into, you develop a culture where that's okay, where, you know, whether you're a first round draft pick or a starter and you're not demanding every day in practice as a culture, as an organization, that, you know, winning is important. I think it has long term impact.
I agree.
I may be in the minority. I'm speaking for Jeff Turner, not the organization or the NBA. I just feel like when you're building a program, I just go back when I was a high school coach, you know, I inherited a program that was not doing well. And so we set certain standards and things. And guess what? You know, I was very fortunate to have some good players come to Lake Highland, but the groundwork had already been laid. They walked in to an environment, to a culture that was all about this. We're doing the things the right way, you know, expectations were high. And I think it's a double-edged sword. You've got to set that standard. And then when you're lucky enough to have good players come into your program, the hard work, the base is already, the foundation is already established, and you go from there.
That's a terrific insight, JT. Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, I think you bring up great points, and that's kind of something that hopefully you can still continue to establish here these last four games. I think about, you know, Frank Vogel credits the start to this season, the first 12 games when this Magic Club started 8-4, to the way that they ended last year, how hard they played and kind of getting in sync and not trying to lose, and these guys going out trying to win basketball games. So I know you're trying to establish that here as well down the stretch, and hopefully they're able to do that. But I think about a guy like Nick Vucevic, JT, and just give us some insight. This has been very frustrating last couple of years for Vuce. He's been a part of this thing now 6 years. He's 7 years in the NBA. How difficult, what kind of a toll do we think it takes on a guy like Vuce, and how much does he need to experience some winning here in the seasons to come?
Well, I think he does need. I mean, for Nick Vucevic, he needs to experience winning. Right. You know, the thing about Vuce is, you know, you watch him play, and I think Coach Vogel would echo this comment, is he's always trying to do things the right way.
Right.
You know, is he a terrific defender? Maybe not. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. He's not, you know, a great, but he's trying. He's trying to do things the right way. Offensively, he wants to move the basketball. He's accepting his role. So I think, you know, when you're doing all the right things and you're not experiencing success, that'd be frustrating for anybody in any career, right? But sometimes that's what it's all about, right? It's that perseverance to keep doing it the way it's supposed to be done, knowing that it will pay off in the end. But it's not easy, especially when you're a young man trying to make a name for yourself in the NBA. You know, you want to step out and establish yourself, but a lot of times the best path is to continue to do things the right way, and knowing that in the end there's value in that.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I applaud him. He wants to play. He wants to finish the right way. And hopefully he's able to do that. Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, the Magic in action tomorrow night, hosting the Charlotte Hornets. Dwight Howard in the building, one of just two home games remaining on the season. Last thing on this, JT, on the Magic, and then around the corner, I've got some NBA topics that I really want to hear you weigh in on. But Mario Hezonja, I think Coach last night, I think, used three different adjectives that I thought... It described his play: wild, erratic, crazy, nuts, a couple of different things. But the talent is there. You cannot deny the skill and the talent from Mario Hezonja. He makes a terrific half-court pass last night. We've seen him do that pass a couple other times where it skipped off the basketball stanchion or gone into the crowd. On one hand, you absolutely admire the confidence of a guy that can make a play like that, make a mistake, and then bounce right back like it never happened. He's got amnesia that way. But you don't deny the skill, but at times, I think more often than not, JT, we've seen growth. We've seen him produce when called upon this year.
Yeah, Dante, he is so frustrating as a player. And the reason right. is because you see the talent, you see the skill set that he has. It's why, you know, when you pick him with the fifth pick in the draft, you see these things, right? Like somewhere along the way, the people that scouted that had Mario, you know, that high, they saw those things. I think for me, for Mario, it's a need to just play, right? Yeah. Like these are valuable minutes for him as well.
Sure.
The more he plays, you know, for Mario, it's just, you know, we've all seen guys that have this unbelievable athletic ability and skill set, but they don't really understand the nuances of the game. And right. I think that's where Mario is. He needs to play. If I had any, you know, if Mario and I sat down and he said, you know, JT, what do you think I need to do? I would say get in every pickup game you can possibly get in throughout the summer and just play the game. Try different things. Try, you know, don't be the guy that's always trying to score. Be the guy that's a setup person, you know, guard the toughest guy on the floor. But just play so that you begin to understand all the little parts of the game. You know, movement, spacing, things like that, because the talent's there. Now, here's the thing. You talked about it. Mario has a lot of confidence.
He does.
And so I don't know if he sat down with me and I told him that he would look at me and say, yeah, you know what? You know what? I got it. I'm good.
Yeah,
you
know
what
right. I mean? I know.
I don't need
I
to
know.
Do that. And so that's part of maturing and growing up. We got to remember he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
23 maybe. I'm not even sure, but he's young. I know that.
He's young, and it's a big summer for him. There's no question, and we'll see. We don't know if it'll be here or with somebody else, but certainly the talent is there, and hopefully he is a part of the Orlando Magic future. Did you see the draft for the Magic Gaming? Do you think you could take any of those guys, JT?
I did not see all of it. I read the list. I'm really a little concerned, Dante, that we may have made a mistake. This goofy 757 guy. I really think, you know, the Knicks took him at 9. I'm worried that maybe we may have passed on him.
Oh, so I know.
I have no idea, Dante.
No, I know. I think we're lucky. I think control fell to us. I don't think he was supposed to be there at 7.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. We got lucky, or 8, wherever it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully they join us on a broadcast at some point.
I just thought maybe, you know, you're always looking for fit, right?
Like, right.
You know,
guys
that fit your system and everything. So, yeah, I just felt like when I saw Goofy 757, you know, in Orlando and everything, I just, you know, that might work.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man, that's a can't miss. That's the kind of insight I'm talking about. All right, JT, hang in there. We got one more segment with you. Going to get into some NBA topics. How good are the Philadelphia 76ers, and how much fun is that game going to be tonight? The Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. The winner of that might have a lock on third in the Eastern Conference. More with Jeff Turner on Magic Drive Time when we return in a minute.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
All
you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions. NMLS 7168, Equal Housing.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Three on one. Here's Aaron Gordon. Acrobatic stuff there. Took it up high and dunked it down hard.
Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th to see your Orlando Magic take on the Washington Wizards in our last regular season game at Amway Center with a special start time of 8 p.m. Enjoy special giveaways, discounts, and so much more as we honor the best fans in the NBA. For more information, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Fan Appreciation Night.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
Here's a steal by Reddick. He races the other way. Simmons bounces him the ball. JJ to the window, up and good. Not a good start for Frank Vogel. It's 6-0 Philadelphia.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a couple more minutes as we close out the show. We bring back Jeff Turner, the analyst from Fox Sports Florida. The Magic in action tomorrow night at 6:30. You can watch David Steele and Jeff Turner on the telecast right on Fox Sports Florida, hosting Dwight Howard and the Charlotte Hornets. Do you have any idea what your handle would be, JT? We're talking Magic Gaming. You mentioned Goofy757. The first pick for the Magic was Control. I think we picked a Nacho guy somewhere in there. Do you have any idea? Any idea what a handle would be?
Oh, no question. It'd have to be JT Money. That's the only thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. JT Money, that's perfect. That is that'll get you a first round selection. There's no doubt about that.
No question. No question.
Right, JT.
You heard dollar signs. It would be at JT with dollar signs.
Oh yeah, and you'd have to misspell money. You'd have to misspell money. It'd have to be exactly right. Oh, you got to do the whole thing. Well, we look forward to that. Congrats to Magic Gaming as they're off and running. The Magic just 4 games left on the season. Next will be Charlotte and Dwight Howard in the building tomorrow night, and a terrific Eastern Conference playoff race. We know the 8 teams that are going to be in it, but we're still jockeying for seeding and positioning. And you just heard the 3 from J.J. Redick. Having a career year, JT, the Philadelphia 76ers threw a ton of money at him. In 12 NBA seasons, he has never missed the playoffs. Every single team he's been on has been to the postseason. Just, can you touch on the value that the Philadelphia 76ers are getting out of J.J. Redick and how much fun that team is to watch right now?
They are fun to watch. And, you know, it's amazing. I thought maybe they'd slip a little bit with Embiid being out, but
sure,
they have not missed a step. Now, their schedule has been pretty favorable, so we'll see what happens tonight. It's, you know, like a playoff game,
sure,
as you mentioned, with, you know, the matchup with Cleveland. But, yeah, JJ, what a perfect fit. And it kind of goes back, Dante, to what I was talking about earlier. Philly's a great example of a team that established. Brett Brown came in.
Great point.
They stuck with him, established a culture, right? And so here's what it is. Okay, now we've got this. We've added some good players that come in and, you know, are playing to that culture. And then, okay, so we've got to sign some free agent. Who fits, right? Is there a better guy that not only can get out and be a starter and play, but fits from a work ethic standpoint to the a culture guy that you're looking for? You know, I'd go even further to say the veterans they've added in Marco Bellinelli and Irsan Ilyasova, all guys that have been in good programs, good workers, they fit and they're major contributors for them. So that all works.
And what can that team do realistically? Everyone thought, well, with Joel Embiid, he's probably going to miss the first round, so they have no chance to win a playoff series. They've won 12 consecutive games. If they win tonight, that'll be two games apiece between them and Cleveland. So there's tiebreaker implications with this game here tonight. They could, if they lock onto that third spot, they could get in Indiana. They could get a Miami. I don't see why they couldn't come out of that first round, even without Embiid.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dante. You know who they remind you a little bit of, you know, our team back in the 94-95 season. We had not won a playoff game, a playoff series. We were very young, right? You know, our core group of guys was Shaquille and Penny, Dennis and Nick were all, you know, in their mid-20s. So all very young. Who knows? I do think it's going to be hard without Embiid because, you know, so much of what they do revolves around him. The game will slow down in the playoffs. It won't be up and down like they're playing right now. But you know what? The way they're playing right now, I wouldn't put it past them. It depends on the matchup, obviously. We'll know a lot about them tonight, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a terrific matchup. It looks like Toronto has locked up first in the Eastern Conference. The last thing I'll ask you, could this be the year? I know they just lost to Cleveland a couple of nights ago. Could they come out of the East, JT? Do you see that this year?
Yes. Okay. I think that's possible. No question about it. I mean, I think it's you know, it's still Cleveland. You know, I think it still has to go through Cleveland. I think anytime you got LeBron James on your roster playoff time, his, you know, you can't argue with his history, but I do think this Raptors team, the way they are playing the game this year, they are not, you know, in the past, they have been so isolation oriented. And so if you took away one player, a DeMar DeRozan, you know, and really limited him, they had trouble scoring. This year, they share the basketball, they're shooting more threes. I think they're playing a better brand of basketball that will be successful in the playoffs.
Hey, terrific insight. Great stuff today, JT. And I can't wait for this summer special appearance. JT Money, dollar signs coming in. keep your schedule open. I'm going to try to make that happen. Good stuff.
Are they playing Pong? I was good at Pong back in the day.
Definitely not playing Pong. Good stuff, JT. We'll see him tomorrow. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time right here on 96.9 The Game. Aaron Berlin holding the fort down tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Back to Simmons again to the top, and he got it down. He climbed up there, sent it down and in.
Get the Orlando Magic mobile app to find in-depth statistics in real time, as well as the latest team news and must-see videos. Check out game-by-game breakdowns to see how your favorite players perform. Plus, get advanced stats and live play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans deserve.